Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Greg G. String Hill.
That guy's got nuts.
You're listening to the radio show with the host that's considered the L. Ron Hubbard of radio.
I am the host in the morning. I am the guest in the afternoon.
Yes. I look over and he's bent over, winding up his hose.
Excuse me, sir, but your moose knuckle is in the salsa.
Oh, is that brisket? Nope, Byers.
Captain Light Switch Lyndon Byers with sports.
I try and bring the C-plus game.
I mean, my man had to run across three lanes of traffic.
It's non-sequitur time.
Well, I've done some weird things on Ambien.
Want an OB story?
Nope.
Nancy Know-It-All newswoman Danielle.
I love frequent sex. Like, once I get mine, if I feel really, really great, leave me alone.
Oh, my God. I had the biggest lady boner on the planet.
Danielle, yes. I'll be back. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so big.
And the angriest nerd in the galaxy, Mark Hsu. Mike Hsu.
I also love watching paint dry.
I guess I ate too many hot Cheetos.
Is that cred?
Yeah, the street cred.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
Who's checking these people? I mean, nobody knows anything, and you can't talk to them.
You are the only morning show to listen to in the Boston market.
Is it 10 yet?
Save it for the book.
Just a few short hours ago, I was trying to secretly leave Gillette Stadium without the people that were around me, the diehards, realizing that I was going to make my way out of there.
And how late did you actually stay at the game last night in Foxborough?
I stayed late enough to be extremely tired this morning, but not late enough to jinx the New England Patriots.
All right.
Now, wait a second.
Thank you.
Wait a second. Look over there.
What's over in the corner.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Hey. Lindy is back with us after some kind of major heart procedure and everything else, and he is back with us, and I'm sure that we're going to experience that thing that you experience when you hang around with older people, where they tell you every single intimate detail of their illnesses and their injuries. And welcome back to the show, LB.
Moose knuckle lives.
So, I mean, all I heard yesterday when making my way around the various tailgates and other places that I was at Gillette Stadium was, how is LB? And give us an update on your medical condition as you make your way back here Guest Street.
Yeah, I'm slowly feeling better.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy town, man.
Yeah.
The hallucinating from the fentanyl and Furoscer anesthesia was like the craziest 3 days. It ended like Saturday afternoon.
You were still hallucinating on Saturday?
All the way through from the whole Tuesday right through whole week. It was nuts. This group of gypsies.
I don't think you can use that word anymore, but go ahead. They're the Romani people.
I'll use it because they tortured me for 5 freaking days.
Yes.
I literally in my hospital room.
Yes.
That overlooked the roof below of the hospital.
Yes.
I literally hallucinated a whole movie of this roller skating or snow sliding or
gypsies, a whole band of snow sliding.
No, it was like a movie. It was an entertainment, but the people had cardboard. Their characters were held by the people, and they were cardboard characters flying. And
really.
They were, putting on this whole play.
And what
that my nurse and my roommate kept trying to tell me.
Oh, you had a roommate, that poor bastard.
I got to tell you something.
I feel so bad. He was the most patient human being. And I kept hallucinating or feeling like he wanted to kill me.
Huh.
And then finally I said.
He probably did. Were you telling him stories?
Finally.
He probably did.
I didn't say a peep because I thought we were going to brawl. I was I kept thinking, okay, what am I going to do when he attacks me? And so I felt so bad. So finally I got so frustrated. I said to him, I go, all right, I'm wound up. I'm ready to roll. Let's do this. And he's like, do what? You want to attack me? He's like,
oh, my God.
No, I don't want to attack you. I want to make sure that you're okay.
What was causing the hallucinations?
That it was a reaction from the anesthesia.
But you said you had them from Tuesday on, so you hadn't had the anesthesia till you had your procedure.
Well, what day did I go for my procedure?
That was Wednesday. Okay, so as soon as you got in there,
the whole week's a blur. I don't even know how long I was. Where I was. I couldn't tell you where.
All right. Well, we are delighted to have LB back after he has done battle. Apparently done theoretical battle with the all right, it is 6:07. LB's back. We'll probably get at some point a further description. We got to find out why the bleeding was happening down in the junk area, and
that's from my kidneys. Yeah.
That's from the kidneys. All right, so do you need a donor? I would be willing to give a kidney to you if you need one. It would be a waste if I gave it to him. I'll give you one.
Love you, big dog, but.
All right. Well, anyway, we'll get a full update, further update from LB at some point this morning. And be aware that what he is talking about apparently may be a hallucination. He may be hallucinating during the show. You don't have to hallucinate the results of last night in Boston from a sports perspective.
Ooh, I'll tell you.
We live in Titletown. After last night, we live in Titletown. So coming up, we'll get an update on the success of both of our Boston teams last night.
For the win, the kick on the way from Gostkowski. Up and good. And from 28 yards away, Steven Gostkowski wins the shootout for the New England Patriots. The final score, New England 43, Kansas City 40. A classic in Foxborough goes the way of the home team.
Mahomes who? All right, all of that coming up. If you'd like to call and you'd like to be on the show this morning, you could do so on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-931-1223. Or you can text your comment welcoming LB back or on the Red Sox or on the Patriots or on any other topic to the text line, which is 97107. And on the show this morning at 7 and at 8 and at 9, at the top of those hours, I will have a $1,000 holler code word for you. So you can win $1,000 cash. And all you have to do is text in at 7 and at 8 and at 9 when I give you the code word. at 7:30 or thereabouts. We'll have a Monday's Mutt dog in the studio who is hoping that you will be able to give them a forever home. And you've adopted over 60 of the Monday's Mutts who've been in here on Monday. So thank you for that. And be listening at 7:30 and be on Facebook Live at 7:30. You can see this week's Monday's Mutt. At 8, we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. So you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message on any topic. Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. You leave a voicemail message right now, and we will play your voicemail messages back coming up at 8 this morning. And today's weather, it is going to be cloudy with some rain around. It's chilly this morning. It was 37 in Stowe when I departed this morning. And so,
yeah, I have no sympathy. I love it.
You love
Bring
it,
Bring on
right?
the chill, kid,
yeah,
baby.
You want the winter
Bring
and the
it.
Snow.
I'll
and
take
the,
it.
You want all that
I'll take
crap?
It.
Yeah, all right. Well,
I don't
it
mind
is,
this mid-level temperature shift time is, where it's not, you're not like dealing with frostbite and snow yet, but it's also not, you know, 80.
Yeah,
I don't mind this.
No one cares about the cold when there's no snow. It's the yeah, cold right. and the
it's
snow.
Just, yeah, that makes it unbearable.
Yeah, and the blustery wind yeah. and the and the freezing pipes and the ice dams and the no thank you, but not that none of that today. It's just going to be cloudy yeah, and it's just going to rain today, and the temperature is going to be 59 for a high. Today.
I hope you didn't just jinx yourself by saying frozen pipes.
I probably did. All right, coming up in just a moment. Would you vote for a political candidate who sells their used panties online?
Oh.
This is not a Hillary Clinton-related story, but we will get to this important news story and the rest of what is happening coming up next on today's Hillman Morning Show. Well, quite a night last night here in Titletown, and I don't want to ruin LB's return to the show, but Scott from Weymouth is on the phone, and that's what he wants. That's what he wants to talk about. Now, he is identified by most shows, including this one, as the worst caller in radio history. Some want me to completely ban him from the airwaves entirely. Others feel like he has become accomplished when it comes to his call-in skill. I don't know. I'm going to let you. I'll let you be the judge. I will limit his time since it's a Monday. But he's on the Framingham Ford studio line this morning. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, guys. LB, welcome back, buddy. Hope you feel good, kid.
Thank you.
All right. Greg, you have to tell me how much time I have, and then I'll act accordingly with my call. What
well,
do I got?
Let me just say this. LB was in the hospital due to a heart thing, and I'm asking all of you today, and that includes you, Deirdre, to please... to please not get him worked up or going or anything like that. The doctors have asked that he not participate in any rando arguments today at all.
I never argue with LB. I like him. I'm a fan of his. I just watched one of his fighting videos yesterday. I love LB.
You've got about 30 seconds,
30
Scott.
Seconds.
Go for it.
It's like my sex life, but I'll get it done in 30 seconds.
Go ahead.
All right. What a weekend. What a weekend.
Yes.
And don't just think Pats and Red Sox. The Bruins won, too, by the way.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. 30 seconds, Greg.
Yes.
Can we extend it to 1 minute, please?
It's, 15. 45. You're up to 45, but you're wasting 20 asking for more time. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
The Pats may not lose another game this year.
Ooh.
Tom Brady is driven.
Oh.
He knows. He's in the twilight of his career.
Yes.
And he wants one more Super Bowl. The Pats may run out. You know what that means, right? Not lose another game.
Yes.
Now, if you can tell my voice is hoarse.
Yes.
Because I went to the Sox last night.
Oh, you did?
Oh,
yeah. One of my good friends, I won't mention his last name, Michael, and he's friends with, I won't get into who, someone in upper management.
Oh.
And I was 20 rows behind home plate, and I had a blast. Now, why is my voice hoarse?
Yes.
After we went to a bar in Quincy, I did karaoke. Guess what song I did, Greg, for karaoke?
I'm guessing that it was Sweet Caroline.
No, great guess, but wrong.
I love that Dirty Water.
On this one. Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name of.
Really? Is that a popular karaoke song? No,
I just don't like doing it. I just love a microphone in my hand or a camera in my face.
That's not a microphone.
No, one more thing. one thing, and we'll go to the next caller.
Yes.
Kansas City, I hope you're listening.
Yes.
You're undefeated. Not anymore.
That's
not
true.
Not anymore.
What a bold statement.
Pats are still boss. The Pats are still boss, and they're going to win the Super Bowl. They're not going to lose another game. Greg, thank you for the time, buddy.
Thank you. There he is.
Buddy.
There he is.
I hope Scott. I hope he does that same monologue on a different station later. So maybe they can turn it into a game and say, see if you can guess what song Scott did at karaoke, and I'm going to call in and win.
It is 6:24, and he is right about Kansas City. They were undefeated until they arrived at Disney on Route 1, as
That's
Derek
right.
the Steelers fan calls it, and LB will have highlights from the Pats game and highlights from the Sox game.
Yeah, baby.
Coming up during his sports at 7. So LB is back with us. He's moving a little bit slow. He's slower, but you're looking A-okay. You look like you're all right. You look like you lost a little bit of weight. I don't want to blow your head up or anything. I would hazard a guess. Looks like you lost a little weight, probably on the IV and the
hospital food.
So, but LB's back with an adapted ticker and. And we learned that he had some kidney issues that caused the bleeding in the jugular region there, which he mentioned on the show. We don't need to get into the full details. We don't want too much. You did show your piece to Danielle, which is a violation of all kinds of HR-type rules left and
proof.
Right.
But, it was proof.
But please don't do that again. We'd appreciate if you wouldn't show the employee, the
it
female
was
employees, your...
It was wrapped in gauze.
It was gauze?
Yeah, because we had gauze on hand.
It was the OSHA-approved
first aid kit.
Penis. All right. Well, anyway, it's good to have LB back, and you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message predicting how long he lives or any other topic. Hillmail voicemail messages will be played back at 8 this morning. So leave one of those right now at 617-779-5463. A texter wants to know, LB, if you're one of those people that they allow to, I'm going to quote the text exactly. Do they allow you to crush a six-pack in the hospital because of the withdrawal thing?
I was put in jail. I literally, they went and got the guy that I thought that was going to beat me up. They grabbed him. He was a nurse that basically I was not allowed to leave my room because of the hallucinations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was rambling and, you know, going bananas, and so they put him in there to make sure that I couldn't leave my room.
Oh, you had like a nurse security guard.
He was a big dude.
Yeah,
and he was, like I said, I thought he was there to beat me up, but he was there to make sure that I didn't hurt myself or I didn't leave the room and that I that I drank lots of water and hydrated.
Now, but what exactly do people, how do you get these hallucinations?
I mean, I don't know. I'll tell you what, it proved positive to me that the mind is
a terrible thing to waste.
I have a whole new respect for mental illness. I will say that.
Yes.
Because it is real. I mean, everything that you're living in these hallucinations are real to you. You know, Annie stood in front of me crying, you know, Friday and Saturday, you know, trying to explain to me that.
Was it because you lived? No. Was that why she was crying?
Probably. There were times I wanted to, you know, I really thought about, you know. Holliston PD, I want to say thank you to those guys for responding and not overreacting.
What do you mean? When did the police respond?
Because I was hallucinating.
What, over the weekend, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. These details are fantastic. They're just rolling in here.
Holliston PD, they're great. They're patient. The guys that showed up, I just want to thank those guys for the two times that I went berserko.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, you're seeing real stuff, and they're standing there trying to tell you, look. There's nothing there. We're not lying to you. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm not lying. They're right there.
Wow. That is that's
crazy
that's,
town.
Yeah,
man.
that's crazy. All right, well, it's great to have LB back, and we got a lot to cover on the show this morning, including inside the simple hallucinating mind, which we will do at 8:10 on today's show. So if you're a woman and you are confused by the way in which the rather basic, very uncomplicated male mind works, you may ask LB to explain it to you, ladies, at 8:10 this morning. So you can text your question about any guy you met over the weekend, a guy you like at work, a guy you've been dating for a while, your boyfriend, your fiance, your husband, your ex-boyfriend, your ex, whatever. You text your question and LB will provide you with a little bit of a look inside that very simple male mind at 8:10 on today's show. The weather this hour is brought to you by Account Temps, and it is going to be cloudy and it's going to rain this afternoon. The temperature is going to be 59 for a high, and it is 45 right now here in scenic, secure Brighton, Massachusetts. Finding highly skilled accounting and finance professionals can be a challenge. Account Temps can help. With Account Temps' extensive network of accounting and finance contractors, you can be sure to find the right person for your exact hiring needs. Visit accounttemps.com to learn more. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
You know, this morning I'm almost glad that you abandoned your aspirations of becoming congressman in the 3rd District, because I fear what could possibly have come out from your past that might be questionable, given what's happened to this poor city council candidate in Wyoming. Now, she's her name is Deborah Reno. She's a massage therapist and a yoga instructor, and she was running for city council in Wyoming, in Evanston, and news has come out that she worked under the name Misty Crockett for about a year, doing a bunch of things like I just watched a few very interesting, sexy videos online. But the real nugget here is that she used to sell used panties online for a price of between $20 and $30.
Genius.
Did you say her name was Misty Crockett? What was it? Misty what?
Crockett.
Misty Crockett.
Crockett.
Okay. So she was selling her used panties online.
Yes.
Now, this is a disturbing thing to me that people are interested in buying that kind of an item, but
people like different things,
yeah,
Greg.
Yes, they do.
It is what it is.
Yes,
and you know what? There's a marketplace for it on the internet, evidently.
Don't you have a friend who sells her panties online, if I remember correctly?
She used to.
Okay.
And she made a killing.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they legit?
Legit.
I mean, like, would she wear them, or would just like rub them in the area, or
no?
Like,
she would full on. She would depict the number of hours that she wore them, the activity during which she wore them.
Now, I'm a businessman, so I only care about one thing. What's the margin? Like, you know, so she buys the and then does she sell them for double or triple?
Her panty cost is like 18 cents.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, wow. You go to Walmart, buy a 20-pack, and then go for a jog every Friday.
So I'm assuming the question is, will the voters accept this woman on their city council, even though she was selling her panties, her used panties online, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Now, we have some sound from Deborah, if you'd like to hear it.
Okay.
I've been on that website for about a year. We also talked when I decided to run for city council about possible ramifications if that were to be discovered by the community. My preference would be that that wouldn't have come out and made the news. I made respectable money. I mean, I guess I can't say respectable. That's really the wrong word.
Oops.
Well, I mean, when it comes to our political candidates, we're sometimes willing to accept all sorts of picadillos, as the saying goes, when it comes to what they have done in their own personal lives.
This woman is an entrepreneur. She is a business owner. Yep. She has found avenues, unorthodox as they may be, avenues for additional revenue.
Right.
Don't you want someone that can think outside the box?
Oh, yes, absolutely true.
Agreed. City council?
Yes.
Agreed.
All right. Well, I say vote her in.
Yeah.
and then just keep track of the city spending when it comes to the underwear allowance or the whatever they the per diem on the underwear or whatever.
Are we going to be all abandoning right. bake sales in favor of panty sales?
I don't know.
I don't know how well that would go over.
We'll see. Yeah.
People are goofy, you know.
Sure.
Politician owns a toy, you know, a sex toy store, and they're freaked out. But you open their nightstand, and it's all jacked up with toys.
Right.
Behind closed doors, I think is the the argument there.
All right. Let's see. We're gonna get to the news at 6:34, and the news this hour is brought to you by
Mercedes-Benz. Experience the all-new 2019 Mercedes-Benz C-Class at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. With five driving modes, the C-Class is built to be driven. Go to mbusa.com for more details. Brought to you also by A. Fagundes Plumbing and Heating. A. Fagundes Plumbing and Heating is proud to offer service you can trust, along with Lennox products that can help you keep you comfortable. Give them a call at 978-459-0139 to get up to $1,600 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system. It's just another way they make you feel better. So the president was on with 60 Minutes last night.
I don't have enough time for that. I had to go to the Patriots game, and many of you had to have two televisions set up so that you could watch the Sox and the Patriots. And I don't think anybody was watching 60 Minutes, but he was on with Leslie Stahl did the interview, right? Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And he was asked about North Korea and about why he is willing to say that he has a good relationship with a despicable despot of a dictator like Kim Jong-un.
You trust him?
I do trust him. Yeah, I trust him. That doesn't mean I can't be proven wrong.
Why would you trust him?
Well, first of all, if I didn't trust him, I wouldn't say that to you. Wouldn't I be foolish to tell you right here on 60 Minutes?
I want to read you his resume, okay? He presides over a cruel kingdom of repression, gulags, starvation, reports that he had his half-brother assassinated, slave labor, public executions. This is a guy you love.
I know all these things. I mean, I'm not a baby.
I know all these things. Why do you love that guy?
Look, I get along with him, okay?
You said I love him.
Okay, that's just like a figure of speech.
No, it's like an embrace. Let it be an embrace.
Let it be whatever it is to get the job done.
He's a bad guy.
Look, let it be whatever it is. I get along with him really well. I have a good energy with him. I have a good chemistry with him. Look at the horrible threats that were made. No more threats. No more threats.
You know, she did the same thing when it came to Putin and Russia. And I just think that they don't understand. The guy said, why would I tell you what my actual relationship is? When you're negotiating a deal, you don't reveal to the person that you're negotiating with what your real motivation is and what you really think of the. It's like the. Has Leslie Stahl ever heard the expression, keep your friends close and keep your enemies closer?
Correct.
Like, I mean, is that that difficult to understand? I don't think the guy thinks that Kim Jong-un is going to be his pen pal and his best friend.
His racquetball partner.
I think he's playing a little bit of a game, and Leslie Stahl expects that he's going to admit that to the world. And to, I mean, Kim Jong-un was probably watching 60 Minutes in one of his palaces, the only place that has electricity over there in North Korea, and he's not going to reveal his strategy with Leslie Stahl for the world to see, I don't
know. No,
yeah.
I think what he's doing is exploiting Kim Jong-un's daddy issues. think about what was his dad's name, Kim Jong-il?
Yes.
Think about, like, that relationship.
Sure, yeah.
In that setting.
Yeah.
And here comes Donald Trump being all buddy and cajoling him. He's like, this is the love I never got from my father.
Yeah, good point.
So of course he's going to say, I love you over the public airwaves to let him know, it's okay, buddy. You're my guy.
Meanwhile, CBS, you know, Leslie Stahl, CBS 60 Minutes, they want him to reveal his whole strategy lay it out on Sunday night on television for Putin and for Kim Jong-un. Yeah, that's exactly what we're... That's that's exactly what he's going to do.
It's the Boston sports writer thing with the Belichick press conference. Right. So what are you going to do against Kansas City? We're just going to play some football. You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Love it.
Well, he is, as he pointed out to Leslie Stahl, he is the president and we are not.
I disagree, but I don't want to have that fight with you.
Hey, it's
okay. Or have another fight with you.
Leslie, okay. It's okay. In the meantime, right. I'm president and you're not.
And we're having fun, right? You know, right. For sure.
He loves using that phrase, man.
That's great.
He loves it. Yeah. I'm the president and you're not.
What else is in the news this morning, Danielle?
Well, some scary news out of Lunenburg. A grain silo collapsed yesterday morning. And trapped several animals inside the structure.
Are you going to be taking any of these cows in?
I'm not equipped to handle calves.
Oh, you don't have facilities over there for cows at your animal rescue?
No.
What's the biggest animal you could take?
A large cat, probably.
Oh, that's
at
it. That's
point.
The
yeah.
that's the biggest you could.
Yeah.
A mini horse, maybe.
No. Because if the problem is, I really only have dog-sized kennels,
yeah.
And then if I put a calf in that, people are going to accuse me of raising veal, which I don't do.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Humans okay? Animals?
Humans are okay. They did have to euthanize one of the calves before the police got there because it was struck by some debris. But they did rescue 13 of them in total. We have some sound from Ken Jones, who's captain at Lunenburg Fire.
We had a fire here in the early 90s where this barn here actually burned to the ground, and the silos were there then. They survived that fire. So to have a silo collapse is a pretty unusual occurrence.
Yeah.
Obscure cow reference.
Yes. Yeah.
Tommy Boy.
Cow
tipping.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yep. Yep. All right, what else is in the news today?
Well, when it comes to a fight where the participants are armed only with a chainsaw and a lawnmower, who do you think wins?
I'm going to take the lawnmower. The chainsaw, if you can avoid the first couple of swings and then get the lawnmower in there at the feet, that individual has a real problem. Where did it does take you a little while to start the lawnmower up.
Yeah.
Was this neighbor on neighbor or family on family?
Family on family.
There's only two choices when you set something up like that. It's either neighbor on neighbor or family on family. And was it Florida or Georgia or where? Kentucky.
Tennessee.
Oh,
Tennessee.
So
around general vicinity.
Just as good.
Yeah.
Father versus son
uh-huh.
in Bristol, Tennessee. the father came after the son with the chainsaw.
Are they fighting over food or money or rent or like what was the what
whiskey?
What was the issue?
They reportedly have a long running feud,
okay.
According to investigators at the sheriff's department, but they didn't detail what exactly it was about.
Okay.
So the dad comes out swinging the chainsaw. The son's got the lawnmower. The son defended himself against the attack by running over the father with the lawnmower.
Oh.
Dad sustained some pretty severe injuries. He was bleeding from the leg and the head, had to have his leg amputated.
A texter says, is this stepbrothers too? Yes,
it basically
is.
Is
there a samurai sword involved?
All right. They both have been sent off to the jail one had the hospital. He probably had the security guard in the room like LB did at the hospital there. Yeah. All right. We'll see are they planning on spending Thanksgiving together, or we don't know yet.
We don't know.
Well,
a little early.
Remove the electric carving knife from the Thanksgiving table, please, if you could. All right, it is 6:42, and LB is back. No hallucinations yet.
This morning,
everything is A-okay on the hallucination front. But you can leave a welcome back LB Hillmill voicemail message, or you can leave one on one of the greatest nights in the sports history of our city last night. The Hillmill voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. You leave a voicemail message now, and we will play your voicemail messages back at 8. Just to prove that Hillmail has not run its course, as some were suggesting recently. Today's show, the Hillman Morning Show, which is what you're listening to right now, is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you could go to echostore.com. Well, LB is back, and let me summarize so it doesn't take an hour. Let me summarize his medical condition. He had a heart procedure done, and that went well.
Yes.
The ticker is feeling pretty good. It's beating away over there.
Yeah.
You had a kidney issue, which was causing the bleeding from the you know what. And then you were hallucinating all weekend. But now you feel like there's no hallucinations so far this morning.
I had a good day yesterday at the house, hanging and banging, hydrating.
All right. Well, I mean, listen, a lot of people were asking last week, any kind of lifestyle adjustment going on for you? I mean, are you going to be changing up the normal routine? I mean,
yes.
Okay. All right. We got full on lifestyle. We're going to do some reading in the afternoon, not hang out at Casey's with the fellas and just kind of take it easy.
We're going to go back to the one day a week, have some fun at Asshole's Garage.
Just one day
Richie
a week,
and
the rest of the time,
Friday,
taking
maybe
it easy.
Saturday afternoon.
All right, good.
Know, maybe a Friday, and it's winter, so Sundays over at Dano and H's.
You're already bumping it up. You were at one day a week, and now you're up to two. All right, well, nice to have you back. Nice to have LB back, and it is 6:53, and coming up next hour, we'll have cute little nugget of a dog in here who is Monday's mutt this week and is hoping that you might be so generous as to provide them with a forever home. So get ready to watch on the Facebook. We'll be Facebook Live when Monday's mutt is in here at 7:30 this morning. However, in the office this morning during our meeting, Danielle was giddy with the royal announcement news today. I think I probably need the oye oye for a royal family announcement.
Oh yay! Oh yay! Oh yay!
And as long as we're talking about the royal family, I think we also have to, or required by law, to do this when we talk about the royal family. There is a big royal announcement today from the royal family, Danielle.
Greg, news out of Kensington Palace this morning. The Duchess of Sussex expecting her first child due this spring.
Oh,
Meghan Markle is pregnant.
Now, wait a second. Immediately, let's do the math on this baby. So Meghan Markle married Harry.
Yes.
When was that? Over the summer?
4 or 5 months ago.
It was that long ago? It wasn't 4 or 5 months.
That's what all the news stories I've seen this morning said that. So let me get the exact date.
Okay. Well, they must have had an amazing wedding night. She must have gone off of protection immediately so as to conceive. So they're going to have the little baby, the royal prince or princess will be born in the spring.
Yeah.
That's when that's going to happen.
Do they have the royal viewing like they do in the movies, like in medieval times? They invite the whole court to watch.
To watch them make
the whole consummation.
To watch Harry jackhammer? Royal jackhammering?
No.
I don't think
no.
they do.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they do.
They were wed on May 19th.
They were what?
Wed on May 19th.
Oh, all right. Okay. So, okay, that's good.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all
well, true. I mean, that's why those people take a bride is so that they have the heir to the throne. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why they do it.
This child will be seventh in line to the throne behind Prince William, his kids, and then Prince Harry. And then odds makers are already taking bets on what the child's name will be.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are they what's number one, like Beauregard or what? Like what
they
are
haven't
the,
ranked them in order, but they've given some of the traditional favorites such as Alice, Arthur, Philip, and Victoria. Diana, also a favorite, over the Queen's dead body.
What do you mean?
They didn't like Diana. Mm. They never liked Diana.
Did you just kill the Queen Elizabeth? I mean, why?
No.
I mean, that's a complete jinx when
no,
you say
not.
It's over her dead body. She's still alive. Well, so, I mean, LB's right. I mean, you're married. You're born into that kind of a gig. That's a pretty good gig. Yeah. If you're born as a, and if you're seventh in line for the throne, you really don't have to worry about actually having any mm-hmm. kind of responsibilities mm-hmm. right. whatsoever.
Well, and Harry proved that you don't have to live the royal life.
Right. Yeah. He went into the military.
Right.
You know, dated porn stars.
It's like third string quarterback.
You know? Yeah.
It's like Cooper Manning.
All right. Well, big
news. You never
news.
Have to worry about being in the game.
This is big news for women, not big news for men. And there's Danielle and her friends care about it, but there's a lot of women who could care less about the royal family. Mm-hmm. We're
could
Americans.
Not care less, Craig.
Or could not care less. Yes. I mean, we fought them for this reason, so that we don't have to care about them. That's why we put googly eyes on Revolutionary War statues. Have you seen that news story? We're going to talk about that in about 20 minutes, but some people are outraged about our Revolutionary War statues in this country. So, all right. It is 6:57, and we're about an hour away from playing your Hillmail voicemail messages back. You can leave one of those right now. On any topic, the Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. 617-779-5463. You leave a Hillmail voicemail message, and we will play your messages back coming up at 8 this morning. During the 9 o'clock hour at 9:40 this morning, we will be joined by Lou Graham of Foreigner fame. And I mentioned this on Friday, and we played a little Midnight Blue from an earmuff perspective from Lou's solo career. But I believe he is touring right now with Asia.
Oh, my God.
Wow, which, how cool is that?
That gives me several prime ear cricket opportunities when Lou is on during the 9 o'clock hour. So Lou Graham will join us at 9:40 on today's Hillman Morning Show. And don't forget that in a moment, we'll get underway with the first $1,000 hauler of the day today. And then you get a text code word at the top of every single hour all the way up until 7 tonight. So you have 12 chances today and every weekday to win $1,000 cash. It's the $1,000 hauler, and it's really simple. I give you a text code word at the top of every hour, including the 7 o'clock hour coming up in a moment. So $1,000 hauler here at WAAF-FM and HD1, Westboro, Boston, WEEI, HD2, Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 here in Boston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.